this morning. We have a lot of joys to be thankful for. We have a year behind us of many of God's blessings, and we're especially thankful that we had over 240 at our Christmas Eve service. That's pretty good. And we are also concerned this morning for the Dorothy Marcotte family. I pray we will all be praying for her this week. This memorial service information is pending at this time. I ask that you'd look in at your bulletin inserts and be in prayer this week for all the people listed there. And be sure that people that you need have concern for are added to this list each month. Okay, at this time, let's go to prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all that you do for us. We thank you for the Bible promises that you've given us. We thank you so much for your word and the gift of Jesus Christ, who brings us salvation and helps us to meet the requirement for righteousness that you have given us. Let us always remember that Jesus is our righteousness. Help us, Lord, in this time of resolutions, to be resolute to follow our Savior and to be in his service this year. We pray especially for the Marcotte family, and we pray that you'd give them comfort and peace. We pray also for all those who are on our list, that you'd provide healing and comfort. Please be with us now as we listen to the message this morning. Help us open our hearts and our minds and be ever vigilant for what it is you have to say to us. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Idella. If you would turn with me to the Gospel of Luke. Now, for those who may not be familiar with the Scripture, where is Luke? Is it in the Old or the New Testament? New Testament. Now, the New Testament is a really short portion of the Bible. It's really just the last third of our Bible. So if you turn to the New Testament, and what does the New Testament begin with? And then Luke. So Luke chapter 2, we'll begin with verse 22. Now while you're searching for that, something was brought to my attention that I need to lift up in regards to the Ignite lock-in. Some think it's going to be at our home. I just want to dispel all rumors that we'll be here at the church facility. So please, youth, come here. Parents, drop off your youth here at the church facility at the time. I believe it was 7, right? Or 8. 8 o'clock, and it will be done at 7 the next morning. So, and make sure you bring goodies, too. That's very important, goodies. All right. Luke chapter 2, I'm going to read verses 25 through 33, and then I'm going to skip to verses 39 and 40, just so you'll know, because that's a lot of reading if I read all of 22 to 40 there. So once you find that, if you would close your Bible on your finger and stand up with me, and let us read the Bible pledge together. Right, stand. Lift your Bible above your head and let's say it like we mean it this morning, loud and proud. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Luke chapter 2, beginning with verse 25. There was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated.